This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Futures Business Summit coming up January 24th in Iowa City, Iowa. Well, it isn't getting any easier in this business of agriculture for those of you who employ workers. And I'll give you some examples from California coming up after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for the Farm Futures Business Summit, the 2019 edition. It'll be the 24th and 25th of this month at Iowa City, Iowa. Let me give you the website right now. I'll repeat it in just a moment. But you can go to that website to see the full program and to register. FarmFuturesSummit.com. There will be 18 idea-packed learning sessions with high-profile ag economists, farm business, farm management specialists, and yes, farmers themselves, farmers and ranchers from all over the country. Not only are they on panels, but you'll have the opportunity over dinner or in the hallway or in the lounge to network with other farmers and ranchers attending the Farm Futures Summit. Truly the one winter meeting you don't want to miss. January 24th and 25th, Iowa City, Iowa. FarmFuturesSummit.com is the website. As we stepped into the new year last week, it was interesting to see new laws on the books all over the country, including some that have a direct impact on agriculture. Tim Heerden, writing at the Western Farm Press, drew our attention especially to California and some bills that get passed in the silly season, as he pointed out, the time of the year when deadlines loom and everyone wants to tack their favorite pet issue or project onto a budget trailer bill or other legislation, and it creates a proliferation of silly bills, some lawmakers have called them. Well, the California Strawberry Commission provided a list to its members of some new laws that will affect farmers in that state. This gives you a handle on just how complex agriculture is getting. Labor laws. Additional steps in phasing in of the minimum wage and agricultural overtime laws took effect last week on January 1st. Again in California, employers with 26 or more employees now must pay at least $12 an hour, while smaller businesses need to pay at least $11 an hour. And for companies with 26 or more employees, overtime now accrues after 55 hours of work. Housing considerations. Employers will be prohibited, with certain exceptions, from requiring a worker to sign a release of claims under the Fair Employment and Housing Act in exchange for a raise or a bonus or to get or keep a job. And the company also must not require an employee to sign a non-disclosure agreement to conceal unlawful acts in the workplace. Sexual harassment, yep, the Me Too movement spurred a wave of these bills in California, including one to expand required training for employees and another barring companies from concealing instances or legal settlements for sexual harassment through non-disclosure agreements. That's just a part of it. According to what we hear from Tim Heerden with the Western Farm Press, I'll be back after this.